This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The International Monetary Fund will need to find a new leader. Dominique Strauss-Kahn has resigned as managing director. Mr. Strauss-Kahn is charged with a sexual attack on a cleaning woman at a New York hotel last Saturday. He said in a resignation letter released Thursday by the IMF that he denies the charges with the greatest possible firmness. His fall has especially shocked Europe. The IMF is currently playing a major part in rescue loans to Greece, Ireland, and Portugal. European nations have increasingly depended on the fund to help them in their recent struggles with debt. The IMF and the World Bank grew out of an international conference held in the United States in 1944. They were created as ways to support economic cooperation and development. Both are based in Washington. The World Bank has traditionally been led by an American, and the IMF by a European. But fast-growing economies in the developing world say it is time for a change. Officials from Brazil, China, and India say Mr. Strauss-Kahn's replacement should come from outside Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, leader of Europe's biggest economy, disagrees.
In the present situation, when we have significant problems with the euro, and the IMF is very much involved there, there should be a European candidate with support from the international community.
The main job of the IMF is to help make sure payments flow smoothly between nations. Sometimes this means providing loans so governments can meet debt payments. The money it lends comes mostly from quotas, financial promises made by its members. 187 nations belong to the IMF. The lender currently has about $250 billion in approved loans. Most of these loans have not yet been used or drawn down. What effect the resignation of Dominique Strauss-Kahn will have is unclear. He was praised as a skillful negotiator in dealing with Europe and the global financial crisis.
But the actual sort of negotiations of the loan conditions on the ground is done by technocratic economists, staff members at the IMF, and they're going to continue to do their job.
Stephanie Rickert is an expert on the IMF and World Bank at the London School of Economics. Dominique Strauss-Kahn became managing director in 2007. The Frenchman, widely known as DSK, is a member of France's Socialist Party. Before his arrest, he was considered a leading candidate for France's presidential election next year. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. I'm Mario Ritter.